would like to read one verse in the Bible, the Word of the Living God in Gospel of Matthew chapter 11. Gospel of Matthew chapter 11. By the Lord Jesus Christ, who is now sitting on the right hand of the throne of God, who is the Son of God. And now, here in this verse, he is saying, and I would like all of you to listen to his word carefully. And he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I read this verse again. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And may the Lord bless the reading of his most precious and true word. Dear friends, here we see the great invitation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here he says, "Come unto me." And here we read those who the Lord Jesus is inviting. And these people are those that labor and are heavy laden. Labor and heavy laden. Dear friends, this verse reminds us of the burden, the heavy burden that the people has. Their labor, they're weary, and they're heavy laden of this burden. And this burden is our sin. The heavy burden is our sin. And it's not difficult to find out that the sin is our heavy burden. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All have sinned. The Bible, the Word of the Living God, says all have sinned. It doesn't say some have sinned. It doesn't say those who did a huge crime like murder or maybe a sexual harassment is a sin, has sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin separates us from God. With sin, we cannot approach to God. And in book of Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 22, it says, "For though thou wash thee with nutter, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord." I'll read this verse again. "For though thou wash thee with nutter and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. And this verse shows us that the sin, the iniquity, cannot be washed away by our effort or by our practice. Even though we use litter and much soap, we cannot cleanse our sin by ourselves. And the mark of our sin is before the holy and righteous God. And in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, the wages of sin is death. And this death doesn't mean only the physical death. It points the second death, the hell, the lake of fire. Sin brings us to hell. It is indeed a huge and heavy burden. And sinners are heavy laden. But here, we see the one who is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is one who is able and willing to offer you rest. And he is the one who is saying right here, the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, no one can ever give you rest but the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ labored for us. He is the laborer. I would like to read one verse in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 29. And this verse says, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I'll read this verse again. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And here, there's John the Baptist, who bear witness of Messiah Christ. And now he seeth the Christ Messiah. And he said, behold the Lamb of God. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He is prepared by God. And in Old Testament days at Israel, lamb was used for an offering to take their sins away. But here we see the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the offering that was prepared by God. He came to take it away, the sin of the world. Sin of the world. He labored for our sins. He bore away our sins. And in the verse in 1 John chapter 1, there's a verse that says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And this verse guides us to the cross of Calvary, where our Lord Jesus died. There upon the cross, He shed his blood. And the blood had a cleansing power to pay all sin. Not just some sin, not 100 sin or 1,000 sin, but all sin. There's one hymn that I like. It starts with this: "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul." Dear friends, at the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ bare our sins away. Not in part, but the whole. And I would like to give this example. If you have this heavy bag full with rocks and all sorts of things that you can't get rid of it, well, you can't take rest. But if one who comes and takes away that heavy bag from you, well, what can we do now? Well, we can take rest. And we can be thankful of the one who took that bag. And dear friends, this is what Christ did at the cross of Calvary. He took all your sins away. And dear friends, he rose again the third day. He's a risen Savior. He declared that he is the Son of God. And he declared that his work is done.
Thanks for coming in. Coming in today.
He said, "It is finished," at the cross. It is finished. The work is done. And that's why he can offer you rest. His finished work gives us rest. But dear friends, this verse says, "Come unto me." Coming to Jesus. Repent is to turn away from your sins and is coming to Christ and lay upon your sin to him. Confess your sins to Jesus. And he will forgive you all sins. And put your faith and trust in him. His finished work at the cross of Calvary. The perfect Savior who died for your sin, all of your sin, and rose again. Now waiting for us who believed and are saved. Dear friends, I would like to read two verses in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 12 and 13, it says, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Remember this verse? When I first read at the gospel camp, I was a sinner who was far from God. No hope without God. But I realized the fact that the blood of Christ made nigh to God. The blood of Christ. Dear friends, the blood of Christ can cleanse us from all sins and made nigh to God. And now we can approach to his throne and home, house of God in heaven. Dear friends, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work that he hath done, and you will be saved. Amen. Shall we pray?